Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, I got a cold today, but here we go. I called Secretary Vilsack last week and wished him well. Secretaries of Agriculture are never lacking for challenges. I inherited a grain embargo that was killing our farm economy, and he has a peanut butter problem that's killing people. We now have an indication of what is on the Secretary's mind for USDA. He addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers this week and spoke to some high-priority farm issues. He made clear that the future for direct farm payments is limited. He just doesn't know when they're going to go away. And I agree completely. On the subject of farm payments, he definitely wants to cram down the lid on payment limitations, and this is not a big surprise. Iowa senators both have the same position. Perhaps even more important, he's made his support for biofuels very clear. He's proud that Iowa has embraced biofuels. He sees Iowa as an example of how agriculture can diversify with biofuels and windmills and organic agriculture. In another interview with Bloomberg News, he revealed that USDA is talking with EPA to raise the amount of corn ethanol that can be blended into gasoline, and that is a big deal. Recalling President Obama's statements on trade during the campaign, well, there are a lot of questions about Secretary Vilsack's position now. At this point, it's a little unclear, but I'm convinced that he understands how important exports are to agriculture. We've been wondering where the Obama administration would stand on some of these issues. Well, maybe we're getting some indication. We have to assume that Secretary Vilsack's positions are consistent with the president's. And I like what I hear. On the food safety issue, Secretary Vilsack raised the possibility that he would support a single food agency to ensure food safety for the country. Well, today the Ag Department inspects meat and FDA takes care of the rest. I wouldn't object to a single food agency, of course, if that was under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. With the peanut butter salmonella problem in the spotlight, we're going to hear more about this in the days ahead. Although it's only been a week, the early sounds from USDA are encouraging. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.